This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Happy Friday, friends, and welcome to Billboard's first stream live. I'm Chelsea Briggs.
And I'm Fernando Ventura.
And Fernando, I have to say, this is my favorite time of the week.
Mine too.
Where you and I, we get together and we talk new music. And especially now, because no matter where you are in the world, we're all going through the same thing. And it's really tough right now.
That's right. The coronavirus pandemic has us adjusting to a whole new reality.
We
were talking about this before we started the podcast. You know, we're all self-quarantining and social distancing. I mean, these were things that we didn't even know what they were before this period of time. And none of this is really easy for anybody. We're all sort of writing the playbook for ourselves right now and just trying to adjust to this new reality.
No, you're right. It's not easy for any of us. But there's one thing I do hold on to, and it's something we've known for a while. So music has this amazing power to bring us together, and that's what's so cool about it, and that's why I've always loved music.
Absolutely, and it's not going away either in a time when we need distractions from real life. Some things to really lift us up. Uh-huh. We've got really big releases to talk about this week. I'm really happy that the artists themselves have decided that, you know what, right now, more than ever, we need some new projects from them.
And it's so
you know
real.
What? We're here to talk about them this week. We're going to guide you through some new releases that might help you escape for a little bit. The Weeknd, we've been waiting for something new from him. His new album is finally here. So is J Balvin.
Justin Bieber's been sharing his social distancing experiences and gave fans an acoustic track. We're going to listen to that soon. But Fernando, this is something I've really loved to see since it all started. Artists are literally reaching out to their fans online. Venues are closed. Shows have been canceled or postponed. But artists are jumping on live streams, sometimes just to talk to their fans, to play full acoustic shows and even debut new music. It's such a cool vibe.
It really is.
We've got an interview with Kelsea Ballerini later in the show, but she hosted a countdown to her new record on Instagram Live last night. So cool.
We're also going to hear from new artist Conan Gray on his debut album, and he's celebrating all weekend long with a live digital party on his socials with Q&As, more ways to get closer to him. He's got a great relationship with his fans already, so you know it's going to be a must see.
But before we get into all of that, we should mention that we've had some pretty huge online shows recently. So yesterday on Billboard's Facebook page, we kicked off our live at home performance series with JoJo. It's really cool that Billboard's doing this. And she performed just days after releasing Man, the first single from her upcoming fourth studio album, Good to Know. Here she is performing that track.
See, I'ma need a man, yeah. Ooh, you like to say, yeah. Somebody who can love me like I love me like I can, yeah.
And meanwhile, Bruce Springsteen shared his live in Hyde Park show in full for the first time. Keith Urban performed with his wife, Nicole Kidman, nearby. And social media MVPs John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, they serenaded us as well.
Yeah, they did. And they cooked for us. I don't know if you've been following them on Instagram. They're very entertaining. I feel like they should have their own reality show. I'm just saying, that's a side note. And as we mentioned, we've gotten some new music in some of these virtual performances. So during a 20-minute concert from his garage Tuesday night, Luke Combs debuted this song, What Do You Do When It's Raining?
What do you do when it's raining? What do you do when the clouds come rolling in?
Jake Owen also shared some music, including a cover of Luke Combs' Even Though I'm Leaving.
I'm not here, but I'll always be right there. Yeah, even though I'm leaving, I ain't going nowhere.
Meanwhile, she didn't mean for this to happen, but it did, and it's kind of great.
I know where you're going with this.
It's my favorite thing of the week, to tell you the truth. Cardi B ranted about the coronavirus in a couple of videos. Obviously, you've heard them. And DJ iMarquise made it into a track called Coronavirus Remix, which is blowing up.
It's like anything she touches turns to gold. It's wild.
It is really some internet magic, and we have to listen to a little of the remix right now.
And there are are so many other artists to check out online right now. My friend Charlie XCX has a series of self-isolating Instagram livestream shows going on with huge special guests. Miley Cyrus is also doing a show called Bright Minded, which she's recording every single day. She just had Demi Lovato on. Crazy. Mm. Billboard.com has a full list of everything going on, and we're updating it all the freaking time. So just click on it right at the top of the homepage. Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Now, we're going to go through the biggest new releases of this week. And as we mentioned, things are really tough right now for everybody.
Yeah.
But as a community, we're in this together. So let's take some time out. Let's enjoy the music that connects us.
And before we get into the weekend's after hours, let's just quickly hit on an album we weren't expecting at all. Speaking of surprise treats online, Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino, shocked the world by releasing a 12-track project in the middle of the night last Saturday. It was available, but actually not for long at all. It was available at DonaldGloverPresents.com. And the weird thing is, it still hasn't shown up on streaming services. There was no identifying information for each track, no track list. You just had to listen to it by going to the website. It was like streaming on loop. But Donald Glover Presents is actually his first musical project since 2016's Awaken My Love, which of course was released under the name, like I just said, Childish Gambino. Now, much of the material he shared was brand new, including collaborations with Ariana Grande and 21 Savage. Okay, but 2018's Feels Like Summer and 2019's Algorithm were there too. So let's listen to a little of the Ariana collab right now.
And now let's move on to an album that didn't blindside us at all, because we have been counting down the days for this one. In the words of The Weeknd himself, let the music heal us during these dark times. So
That is Scared to Live from The Weeknd's long, long-awaited fourth studio set, After Hours. Now, the 14-track LP is his follow-up to 2016's multi-platinum Starboy, which topped the Billboard 200 albums chart. Of course, 2015's Beauty Behind the Madness also led the Billboard 200. After Hours, by the way, is doing something very unique. So there are no features at all on the record. The only voice you hear is The Weeknd's, and frankly, we're not complaining at all. The set features the hit advanced singles Heartless and Blinding Lights, as well as the slow-burning title track After Hours.
And it is full of song titles as intense as the cover art, like Save Your Tears and Until I Bleed Out. That cut closes the new album, and we're going to listen to a little of that right now. Here's The Weeknd's Until I Bleed Out. Last Thursday night, Colombian reggaeton superstar J Balvin took to Instagram to ask his followers if he should delay the release of his new album because of the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And to the surprise of absolutely no one, fans begged him not to do that. Uh-huh. And even fellow hitmakers like Tiny and Cedric Gervais chimed in, while Milkman summed it up for all of us saying, "Bro, we need this."
Yes, we do.
Calores dropped Friday. Mm-hmm. And as J Balvin explained to Billboard's Leila Kobo recently, it is a concept album with each song named for a different color.
Very cool.
And every track gets its own music video, too. Balvin says Pharrell Williams advised him in 2016, try to do an album like Michael Jackson. 10 tracks, all his biggest hits, and most iconic videos in one place. Talk about huge goals. J Balvin is going for it. In advance of the LP, he released Blanco, Morado, and this one, Rojo.
So good. So as we mentioned, J Balvin has major ambitions with this record, but he's no stranger to making huge splashes. We all know this because he just did it in January at the Super Bowl, where he performed his global hit Mi Gente during an explosive set by Shakira and Jennifer Lopez. Now, J Balvin also shared his thoughts about the Super Bowl moment recently with Billboard. Here it is.
Super Bowl, yeah. one of my happiest days too, of my life and a professional, and professional too, because being at the Super Bowl, just like just a few artists can say that in the world. I'm really grateful, you know, to be part of that, that moment, you know, that changed my life and the perception of Latinos and immigrants. You know, it's like, it was a cool vision to be with Jennifer Lopez, Shakira, and once again with Bad Bunny.
Make sure that you don't need no mentions. Yeah, these are my only.
So, like the rest of us, Justin Bieber and his wife Hailey have been on social distancing lockdown, and Justin has been an open book with fans, which is what we love about him. He's been posting a series of videos and photos of how the couple are spending their time in quarantine.
The couple shared a few treats. First, they recorded their version of the Why Is Everything Chrome TikTok challenge.
Uh-huh.
And on Thursday, Justin dropped an acoustic version of the hit song Intentions from his album Changes. And we just heard the original, but now here's the new acoustic take. Take a listen to Justin Bieber's Intentions.
Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Go just make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all my intentions.
Apple Music's Zane Lowe sat down with Justin to discuss Changes when the album dropped last month, and here's a little bit of what he had to say there.
I'm friggin' married now, and I got the best wife in the world. She supports me through so much. I'm really honored to be her husband, and I just...
Really? You've made a whole album about it.
Yeah, and there's more to come. I mean, I want to continue to write about what it looks like to be... It's, you know, this is an album I wrote in the first year of our marriage, you know, so it's like... It's so fresh, and there's, you know, there's so much more to learn about commitment and, you know, building trust and foundation. I'm looking forward to continuing to build and make music that's going to reflect that.
I will never try to change you, change you. I will always want the same you, same you.
Moving on now, we mentioned John Legend's virtual concert earlier. Now, during that appearance with his family, John confirmed the excellent news that he has a new album on the way this year. We know that Conversations in the Dark, which we just heard, will be on the track list, and so will a brand new song he released today. It's called Actions, and it samples David McCallum's The Edge, which is also featured on Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg's The Next Episode. You might remember that. I bet you do. Let's take a listen to it right now, John Legend's new track. Actions.
Actions speak louder than, speak louder than, speak louder than love songs. The melodies they carry on.
Is it me? Is it you? Tell me who? Who's the other girl?
That's The Other Girl with Halsey from my girl, Kelsea Ballerini's follow-up to 2016's Grammy Award-nominated Unapologetically.
The chart-topping country artist hosted a live stream countdown last night for the release of the new album. It's called Simply Kelsea. And that's very appropriate because, as we'll hear from the artist herself in just a minute, she really took more ownership over her career and her artistry on this record.
Yes, she did. And before we go into that, though, let's listen to my favorite track. You know it. You love it. Mm-hmm. Here's Homecoming Queen.
What if you let them all in on the light? Even the homecoming queen cries.
Now let's hear about the new LP in Kelsea's own words. Here's my chat with the singer about the making of her boldest album yet.
I just had so much fun working on it. I've had the time, this time on this record, to really be a part of the production side and be in the studio more than I ever have. And I've never written so many songs in my life just to make sure that I had the best ones, you know, that I could possibly write. So I don't know. I think that I'm probably more emotionally attached to this one just because my hands are all over it from writing it,
yeah,
to making sure it sounds a certain way.
You said that with this album you've done a lot of growing. What's been like the biggest lesson you've learned this year, like the years that you've been writing it?
I think to take ownership of my life, and I think that's both like as an artist and just as a young girl. I think, yeah, sometimes you kind of look to other people for all the answers in your life, and I think it's good to have those people, but I think I just started taking a little bit more ownership in the things that I felt and what my gut said and what my heart says, and really believing that was there for a reason. I would think that's probably the biggest lesson that I've learned, and that's probably sprinkled throughout the record.
We are are listening to Roses featuring Nile Rodgers from Adam Lambert's new album, Velvet. We finally got the full LP today, months after the singer dropped Side A of the project. Adam also gifted us with a music video for the title track, which we're going to listen to right now. Here it is. This is Velvet.
Just like velvet. And I knew when I knew it was cool the first time I felt it. I got that feeling tonight.
Meanwhile, Billboard's Pop Chop podcast caught up with Adam this week on the eve of the album's release. You can hear the full interview on an upcoming episode of Pop Shop, so be on the lookout for that one. But let's get a tease right now of what's to come. Here's a little of what Adam had to say about the direction of the album.
Once we did Superpower, I think that was sort of the song that made me go, okay, I think I know what direction to take the rest of this project. I knew that I wanted to do something that wasn't necessarily overly reflective of like what everyone else was doing at the time. You know, I didn't want to like just be trendy. I didn't want to follow. I wanted to do my own thing. I wanted to do music that I loved, that I wanted to get on stage and perform. And that sounds very simple and kind of obvious for an artist, but it's really easy in this business to get sort of like sucked into the hustle of it all, you know, and being commercial and being marketable and, you know, what's cool right now. And it's really easy to get sidetracked. And so this project, I really forced myself to sort of insulate my creativity and sort of tune out all the outside forces and just think about what I love about music.
Since starting his official YouTube channel back in 2013, Conan Gray has been on a steady rise toward pop stardom. And now, the moment fans have been waiting for has arrived.
Oh, yeah.
The 21-year-old has delivered his full-length debut album, Kid Crow. According to Conan, the album is, quote, me accepting the fact that I'm weird and I don't need to be anybody else. It's also a chance to encourage others to embrace who they are and be unapologetic about it. Unquote. The set features fan favorite songs like Checkmate, which we just heard, and Maniac.
Now, among the new songs are the extremely emotional The Story, and then this one, Wish You Were Sober. Billboard's Taylor Weatherby spoke to Conan for a story last month, and he talked about uploading a song called Idle Town during his senior year in high school, which actually started a label bidding war. How crazy is that?
I put the song Idle Town up online sometime during my senior year, and then I remember that same week was the week that like labels and stuff started reaching out. So it was crazy because I was in high school, and then I got into college at UCLA. And then moved to LA, basically off the money that I made on Idle Town.
Oh my gosh.
Going viral. And then kind of the labels, you know, more and more started taking notice, and it kind of became this bidding war where like every one of the labels started reaching out, and I had no idea what to do because there were so many people. Ultimately, it was Republic that I chose just because all of my favorite artists are on Republic. You know, Lorde and Taylor and all of my favorites. Post Malone, they're just all there. And so I was like, well, I'm going to go where with the people that I love.
Conan also shared his thoughts on some people labeling him as Gen Z's ascendant king of sad boy pop.
My generation of people, like me and all my friends, we all are pretty open about our feelings. And I think that being sad is a feeling that I felt a lot in my life, especially when I was younger. Life has been tough, and so I think that the way that I deal with sadness or with my feelings, I deal with it by writing songs. And so I think people kind of feed into the fact that like, I'm perfectly okay with being sad. In fact, I kind of like being sad. It's nice to wallow in my sadness. And it makes me happy that people who listen to my music are able to use my music in order to wallow in their own sadness.
Next up, we just heard Lauren Uregui teaming up with Tiny and C. Tanaga on last month's bilingual banger, Nada. That was obviously an exciting moment, and we have another one today because Lauren just shared the first taste of some new solo music. This is very, very exciting. So the song is called Lento, which translates to slowly, and here's what Lauren posted on social media last night. She said, I hope dancing to it helps your spirit feel joy as you spend time with your loved ones and continue to cultivate love in the face of fear and uncertainty. certainty. Of course, that is a sentiment we all share. So let's get to the dancing right now. Thank you, Lauren. Here's Lauren Uregui with Lento. All right, so we know we have more music coming from Lauren very soon. I actually saw her the week of Grammys, and we were at a Grammys after party together, and she came running up to me, and I've known her for years. I used to interview her in X Factor when she was in Fifth Harmony, obviously. And she came running up to me, and she's like, Chelsea, it's coming. I can't wait for everyone to hear it. But she also said, look, I've been taking my time to really make sure it's right. So obviously, we're so, so pumped for that debut solo album of hers. And I actually got a chance to talk to her in December on the red carpet for Billboard. Women in Music, and here she is teasing what is to come.
I can't wait. I'm going to be coming in 2020 for sure. I've been working and just solidifying and getting some creative for videos done at the end of this year and wrapping that up this year. And yeah, I have a lot of surprises coming for everyone top of the year too. That's not necessarily my project, but still going to be pretty major moments in my life. So I'm really grateful for the entire experience. Honestly, I'm so grateful to have been able to dive into my process and really get what I want out.
All right, Fernando, that is our show for the week. I honestly just love talking music with you, and what a good week in music. It's been so many good tracks to add to my quarantine playlist. Yep, I just said it.
I love talking music with you, Chelsea. And you know what? We need this break. We need the escape from everything that's going on right now. And you know what? I appreciate everybody listening and, you know, taking the time that you do have to take a listen to Billboard's First Stream Live. You know, we will have more for you, more escape, more joy that we find in music every single Friday.
That's right. Enjoy. What a good word. What a good, simple word that says so much. So make sure you join us again next week on Billboard.com for your insider's guide to all the best new music.
I'm Fernando Ventura.
And I'm Chelsea Briggs. We'll see you next week on First Stream Live.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.